I want you to be sure you heard what Dr. Mueller was saying, that there have always been those in Southern Baptist life who were more or less Calvinistic, and that you have to use the term more or less Calvinistic with a small c if necessary, because we're not Arminians. By definition, if we believe in what Spurgeon, you know, we call it the eternal security of the believer. That's what I was taught in RAs in Houston, Texas. But classically it's referred to as the perseverance of the saints. Spurgeon had the best name for it. He called it the perseverance of the Savior, that our Savior has promised that once we accept Him as our Savior, He will never let us go, that He will persevere to the end, that He who has begun a good work in us will continue to perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. Robert Baker, who for many years was a beloved professor at this seminary, put it well. There was a Southern Baptist theological tradition long before there was a Southern Baptist Convention. And I believe it's pages 50 to 55 in Robert Baker's Southern Baptist Convention and His People. He summarizes it. You had Calvinistic Baptists in this country, you had Arminian Baptists in this country, and then you had the explosion at Sandy Creek with the separate Baptists. And that what you had take place in the first and second Great Awakening in America in the 1740s and then again in the 1790s was a providential commingling of the best of those three traditions, which balanced the excesses or weaknesses of those three traditions. And out of that came a unique Southern Baptist theological tradition, which is embodied in our Baptist faith and message. Dr. Mueller is absolutely right. The founder of Southern Seminary, J.P. Boyce, was a Calvinist. J.R. Graves was not, who was probably just as influential in the 19th century. More Calvinistic and less Calvinistic. And I want to also say that Dr. Mueller has as a vice president for academic affairs a man named Danny Aiken, who was either courageous enough or foolish enough when he was interviewed by the instruction committee at Southern Seminary for a job as vice president, said openly and candidly, all the theology I know, I learned from Paige Patterson and Richard Land. Now, Dr. Patterson and I, neither one, are Calvinists. And so Dr. Mueller, while himself a Calvinist, more Calvinist as opposed to less Calvinist, does not make that a requirement for instruction. Obviously, Dr. Aiken's his vice president, and Dr. Aiken said all of his theology he got from Paige Patterson and Richard Land, and both of us, I think, would call ourselves Sandy Creek Baptists, wouldn't we? I mean, if I'm not on Sandy Creek, I want to get back to Sandy Creek, because that's holy ground for Southern Baptists.